Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov, everyone. Okay, good. Let's get started. Sefer. All right. So we're still in the Goyin Perek Zayin in Eben Shlomo, where he's talking a lot about Dibor and Torah. Okay. And he says the following in Yud Beis. This piece is also a little bit Kabbalistic, or a lot Kabbalistic. I'll just read it and move on. Okay, I'm not going to talk too much about it because I don't really know what it's saying. It says, Shisha Madurais B'Gehenna. There are six rooms, six levels in Gehenna. V'chol Echad Kolul Me'asara. And each one has 10 sub-levels. So there are basically 60 rooms, 60 compartments in Gehenna. Bashishi, the sixth level, is Kolul Mikulam V'Nikra Mavis. The last level, the deepest level, is Mavis. And who goes there? Who is that reserved for? The deepest level of the 60. It's going to blow your socks off, if that's the expression. Knock your socks off. So he says, you know who's that reserved for? V'Nidoin, that, who's judged in that level? Mishaya Efsher Loy Lilmoid Veloy Lamad. Someone that could have been learning is not learning. Unbelievable. So he says, someone that wastes their potential. That's what he says, is they waste their potential. Why? Because the Gemara says this in Chagiga. So this is the Goyin says. That's the deepest level, is a person doesn't use their potential problem, which is a lot deeper problem than any specific avera, any specific action a person does. But if a person just has potential and they waste it, then they're not becoming who they can become. It's not just about what action I did here, I did there. It's just a total waste of potential. The Gemara says, there are three people that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries over them. One of them is, this guy, someone who's able to learn and doesn't learn. But the Gemara says something else also, by the way. It also cries over someone who cannot learn but pushes them to learn also. Because that means that the person, Hashem sees, wow, that person had a tremendous chesaron, had a tremendous issue. And the more that they had to push themselves, the more that brings up the difficulty. And Hashem says, well, I'm crying over that person. So there's two sides of the coin. That means that the greatest, quote unquote, Gehenna, the greatest tragedy is a person who doesn't use their potential, a person who's Efshaloi Lumoi Veloi Lomad, he could have done and he doesn't. But that means that the greatest Simcha is the person who pushes themselves beyond their potential. A person that says, I can't really do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because that person, I can't really do it. It's very difficult for me. I'll push myself a little bit more. Then Hashem says, wow, I gave this person a difficult matzit. I gave this person a situation that wasn't so simple. And he pushed himself beyond what he was able to do. That gives a person the highest level of, I mean, he doesn't say this, but I'm assuming it's the opposite. That gives the person the highest level. So it's both sides of the coin. And I think that the point is, again, is all about the potential. It's all about, we have to keep in the big picture. It's not only about the, you know, the specifics, but about the big picture. Am I using my full potential? So am I using my potential? That's the question there. So now, the Goyin continues. But again, you see here where this, you know, all, you know, the Mahalach of the Gra, which was the Mahalach of the Chaim Volozhiner, have put in Torah as the, you know, primary thing. You see how that comes through in the writings of the Goyin here. I need a napkin. Is there a tissue out there? So the Goyin says the following as well. He says, you know that Har Sinai is referred to as two things. There's two names for Sinai. There's Sinai. What's the other one? Chorev, right? Har Chorev. So there's two names for Sinai, and the Goyim says, very interestingly, they're referring to two parts of our avoda. Okay? There's Chorev and there's Sinai. And the Goyim says the following. He says, Har Sinai v'Chorev are neged Torah and avoda. Har Sinai is where the Torah was given, but Chorev is where we built the Mishkan. That's where avoda is done. So he says, there's Har Chorev. Chorev is referring to the Mokum of avoda, and Sinai is referring to the Mokum of Torah. So it's actually very interesting. The Goyim says a great pshat in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Avos. So we know that there's a Mishnah Avos that says that b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzeis mehar chorev. Every day a baskol comes out of chorev and says, "Oy lahem lebria ismael b'ina shel Torah." Woe is to the people who don't learn properly Torah. It's a well known Mishnah. So, according to this Goyim, one of the Talmidei HaGra, I'm not sure who wrote this, if it's the Gra himself or one of the Talmidei HaGra, they want to say that why does the Mishnah say that the Baskol came out of Chorev? It's just that the Baskol came out of Sinai. So he wants to say, because it's referring to even somebody who doesn't, what does it say? It's saying, I wish people would learn more. Well, what are they doing? So probably they're wasting time. But even if they're not wasting time, even if they're involved in other areas, but they could be learning more as opposed to doing other areas of avoda. So that's why it says the baskel comes out of chayrev. Chayrev is the makom of avoda. And it says, even though you're of oisik and avoda, that's great, but don't distract yourself from the learning and do only avoda. So in the makom of chayrev, that's where the baskel is. The baskel comes out from the makom of avoda and says, don't just do avoda. You have to be learning. For people in our generation, learning is going to be the main thing which connects them. And by the way, these are Maisim B'chol Yoyim. This is not the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush. It says it all over. This is the Etzem Brais of Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah Mevi L'Dei Zeiros. Without Torah, what do you think? I'm from. Torah is the foundation. Torah is the foundation. The Goyim continues like this, and he says, now this next Goyim is a little in between now. Now we're going a little bit in between into, you know, he says, Torah, he kelechem. So this is an interesting question. When you have a deli sandwich, what's the ikker? I'm getting that look. When you have a deli sandwich, what's the ikker? The bread or the deli?
Deli.
Okay, why is that the ikra? Because it tastes good, right? So why are you bothering with the bread? Why are you bothering with the bread? Just take out the salami and eat it. The answer is because that wouldn't be a meal, right? That wouldn't be a meal, right? Now, if deli's ikra, why don't you have deli every day? Just you get sick of it eventually, right? So why do you have bread every day? Why don't you get sick of it? The answer is that deli taste makes it good and makes it taste good and it rounds it out and it gives it a little variety and it switches it up. The bottom line is what you're eating every day is bread. You're having bread every day for lunch. Well, you put in the bread, it molds deli, tuna, cheese, this, that. Bottom line is you're having bread every single day. And what you put in the bread, that's what's changing it up and making it interesting. That mixes it up a little bit. But so if I would ask you, what's the ikker? The ikker, what's providing the taste, is the deli, but the ikker of the sandwich is the bread, and the bread nothing happens to the bread. The bread, you don't get sick of the bread. You have the bread every single day. So the Goyim says, Torah hi kelechem. The Torah is the bread. Shehu ikker sa'ad alev. That's what gives you your primary nourishment. You're healthy. You're full. You're full and healthy, and you're a good foundation when you're involved in learning. V'nitzach tamid, you need every day. You can't go by without bread. You need bread every day. U'mitzvahs is the merkachas. The mitzvah is what you put in the sandwich. If you have bread every day, you're going to get sick of it also. Not sick, but what makes, what rounds it out, what makes it tasty, what makes it that it actually expresses itself a certain way, the bread, is what you put in it. So the Torah is what you need every day. You never have enough of it. You can have it all the time. And there's never like a time like, okay, I'm flesh, I'm milchit, you know, I don't want to eat tuna now, I'm not in the mood. No, okay, fine. So what are you going to, so I'm not going to eat tuna. What are you going to do? I'm going to put peanut butter in the sandwich. But you're still having the bread. So the bread is there every day. That's the Torah. That's at the core. You got to keep the Torah every single day. That's got to be at the core. That's what makes you satisfied and a good, solid person. But you want to be well-rounded. You want to have a person that is involved in what gives the flavor. What makes the person sweet or sour? That's his actions. That's his mice. Shekol mitzvah eina ella bizman. That's why every mitzvah has its zman. You can't do mitzvahs all the time. You want to do mitzvah. You want to do tzitzis. Great, I'm doing tzitzis. All of a sudden, nighttime. It's not time for that. I want to do tefillin. Great. Okay, nighttime done. Right. Every mitzvah has its zman. Every mitzvah has its zman. Torah has no zman. Torah do it all the time. So the mitzvahs, if you do too much of them, it's not appropriate. What you're supposed to get out of the nourishment that you're supposed to get out of the vitamin, that the vitamin that you're supposed to get the mitzvahs is like vitamins. It's like the merkachas. It's what's making you productive in other areas. It's giving you that, you know, extra koyach, and it's giving you this well-roundedness. But you don't just do sits. No, you got to do other things. You got to sometimes do this, sometimes do that. But Torah is the foundation of everything. Whatever you're going to put in the sandwich, fine. Today's here, bread, sandwich. Okay, the next day you're going to put that in the sandwich. You're going to put matzahs in the sandwich. And then you're going to put lulav in the sandwich. And then you put sukkah in the sandwich. You're going to put shofar in the sandwich. And you're going to put megillah in the sandwich. You're always putting it in the sandwich. There's always the Torah is at the core. So therefore, he said, that's what he says. He says, so according to this going, it's interesting. You can't have one without the other. You have to know that. The nutrition, the basic nutrition of the person requires bread, requires the Torah. But what gives the person that well-roundedness, that's the involvement in mitzvahs. That's what gives the person the merkachas. Where does he learn this from? He learns this from a pasuk in Mishlei, where it says, Yisamcha dvarai libecha, shmor mitzvasai v'chiyeh. That's the makar for this going. And it's a chazal that says imroiv soinaacha. If your soine, your enemy is hungry, haachileu lechem, give him bread. So pashut pshata means look. What does that mean? If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. Why? Let him die, right? So the chazal say what it means is imroiv soinaacha. If you're who's your biggest enemy? Your yitzhara. If your Yetzer Hara is hungry, hachileu lechem, give him bread, give him Torah. He's coming after you. You give him Torah, lechem, and he will somehow be satisfied. You get him off your case. Okay. Now, so these are the two things. So there's Torah and there's mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is the expression at the time. And remember, if you have a mitzvah to do right now, you can't say, "I have Torah. I'm learning." And I'm not doing the mitzvah. No, you need to do the mitzvah. You need to do it. It's the zman to do it. The ratzon Hashem is to go do it. So the purpose of the Torah is eventually to get a person how it expresses himself in his ma'aseh, in the way he behaves. So it really goes both ways. Ultimately, it's about how you behave, but you can't change the way you behave without learning Torah. So really, the Torah is the primary godless of changing the person. Okay, let's see if we can finish Parak Zion. Okay, it's actually late. So let's finish Parak Zion tomorrow. We have one more piece. And then he starts getting involved in a little bit more in the anima of learning Torah, Parak Ches. Then in Parak Tes, it talks about Tefillah. And then Parak Yud starts talking about Olam Haba and Gan Eden. That's amazing, interesting stuff. All right, we'll see you all. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.